Our dear Father in heaven, we're truly thankful that we can come before your throne. What an honor it is for us to be your children, that we can call you our Father. We know it is only through your wise plan of salvation that it is possible. We praise you for your wisdom, as all of heaven has seen that wisdom in your grace and love and mercy, in forgiving us, providing the sacrifice of your only Son, so that it would be possible for you to remain righteous and holy while forgiving us of our sins. We all are in awe of your willingness to do that, and of what your Son had to go through and what you went through seeing him endure that and not sparing him from it. Because of our sins, what we've done and what we've failed to do that would be consistent with you and your holiness. And for those things, we are truly sorry. We realize that we continue to fall short of your glory. We pray that we'd always strive to be perfect as your Son told us to, even as you are perfect, but we realize that we fall short on our own efforts. Please forgive us for we've fallen short, so that we can stand pure and justified in your sight. It is with confidence that we know that you're willing to forgive us. You've proven that through the gift of your Son, so that we can have peace and joy as we praise you this evening. Thankful for this congregation that meets here, for the good they do, not only in this community, but throughout the world. We pray that you be with the elders, this congregation, with the evangelists, and pray that much good will be done. We're thankful for Brother Shepherd, the talent that you've given him, and his willingness to use it to your glory in helping Christians throughout this land to praise you in a way that would glorify you. Thankful for the preparation he has put into the songs that we sing. We pray that we all would sing with the spirit and with the understanding. We thank you for every blessing you give us. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We pray that we won't waste those blessings and share them with those who are needy, the physical needy, but especially the spiritually needy, that we would share the gospel, the good news of salvation that we have found in Christ. And we pray that others might know the joy of our salvation. You are worthy of more than our very best efforts. We pray that we'll put all our hearts into what we do this evening. We pray that our love for you would grow. Our love for Jesus would be shown in trying to become more like him each day. Give us the strength, the wisdom, the resources of one another and your word, your spirit, so that we will be more like him. And we look forward to that day that we can be with you forever, knowing that you gave your Son to make it possible for us to be with you forever, where we can praise you forever and ever. Your matchless name. We ask all these things, and this is our heart's desire that we give to you now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Please be seated. It's indeed a wonderful privilege to be here with you, with my wife, Cindy, and we're looking forward to sharing in the fellowship of song worship with you this evening. Singing for joy. Of all the people on this planet, Christians have always had the greatest reason to sing. And we are a singing people. Tonight we're going to begin glorifying our Lord and Savior with a medley of songs. There'll be a brief pause in between each one before we go on to the next one. We will glorify the King of Kings.
Glory.
We will glorify.
majesty. Worship His majesty. To Jesus. Jesus, let us come to know you.
Thank you.
We are blessed with so many ways to praise our God, our Lord and Savior, and honor the Spirit. We live in an age of information, both good and bad, but we're so blessed that we have the opportunity to praise God with so many songs. We have now some songs of devotion to God, pressing on the upward way, higher ground. Soul. Jesus, draw me ever near. looking to thee from day to day. Lord, I lay my life at your feet. A few of the songs will be new to you, but I think you'll find them easy to sing. Songs of home that remind us where we're headed, enjoying the presence of God now and for eternity. Here we are, but straying pilgrims. We're going to pick up the tempo to this, and I invite you to stand for this song.
Here we are, the straying pilgrims, here our path is often dim, but to cheer us.
the sunset, O blissful morning. Do, so. Sing to me of heaven, that old sweet song. We'll sing the first and the last, and we'll begin the last one softly and slowly. Do, so.
Sing to me of heaven, sing my song.
Wonderful city of God. D- Another medley honoring Jesus as Lord. Begin with Jesus as Lord, then high above the seraphim. First Lord Jesus, and then back to Jesus as Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
worthy art thou. I invite you again to stand for this song. Doso. Song in Christ alone. If you will permit me, we will pause after the third verse and raise the pitch. Do so.
Thank you.
What a blessing it is to be here tonight. And as we pause and rest our voices for just a moment, I want to turn your attention to an episode in the Gospel of John, John chapter 3, a conversation between John the Baptist and his disciples, who, if nothing else we can say about them, they were loyal. Jesus Christ is rising in popularity. People are eager to hear the teaching of the Messiah, and they are responding to his word. In fact, Jesus is baptizing many. It would seem perhaps even greater numbers than John. And some of John's disciples want to ask John about this situation. In John chapter 3 and verse 26, and they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who is with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. And I want you to observe the attitude and response in John the Baptist. In verse 27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. And he who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. John the Baptist, here is a man of God, performing the ministry given him by God. Many were coming to him, responding to his teaching, following him, and yet he's humble enough to recognize his place, his work truly in the plan of God, which is to serve the Son of God. It was all pointing to the Son of God. And in verse 30, he said, he must increase, but I must decrease. He must increase, but I must decrease. What I appreciate so much about this song service that Brother Shepherd has led us in so masterfully tonight is how the messages of these songs really teach us, exhort us, and lead us to understand that Jesus must increase and we must decrease. You see, Jesus must increase and I must decrease in my own estimation and understanding of myself. And so what were we singing tonight? Songs of glory and songs of praise. Reminding ourselves again and again that Jesus is greater and God must be glorified. Humble yourself. He must increase though we decrease. What about in the home? Jesus must increase and we must decrease. Is he increasing in your home? Is he increasing in your estimation of yourself? Is there time of devotion and instruction? Unless the Lord builds the house, they surely labor in vain who build it. And not only do we think about our own homes, but as we sang tonight, in a home of heaven, you cannot increase more Jesus than there in heaven, in the full glory of God and to be in his presence. He must increase and I must decrease in every aspect of my life. And whether it be in the way I approach my job, in raising my children, in serving the Lord in the local church, whatever it might be my hand finds to do, let Jesus increase in it. And I empty myself, that he be lifted up, that he be glorified. I want you to consider, is Jesus increasing in your life? Are you allowing him to lead as revealed in his word? Are you humble to pray, seek his guidance, and do those things which are obedient but glorifying before him? He must increase and we must decrease. At the end of this chapter, in John chapter 3 and verse 36, John the Baptist concludes this meeting with his disciples with these words, that he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe And really that word means to obey or to comply. He who does not comply with the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. How is it that the Lord can be increasing in our lives? When we are believing and obeying his word. And the invitation is before anyone here tonight who has not made him their Lord, that he might begin to increase even now. If you would confess your faith that you believe Jesus is the Son of God and obey him by repenting of sin in your life and being baptized, immersed in water to have your sins washed away, that you might be added to his body and a part of him, a part of his kingdom. If you have an opportunity to do that now, Brother Shepherd's going to lead us in one more song. We'll call it an invitation song. We're going to stand up and sing together. And if you're ready to become a Christian and have the Lord to be increasing in your life, we ask that you come forward and make that desire known. Together we stand and sing. Why don't you come forward?
I heard
the Lord's story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory.
To each one who came out tonight and lifted up your voice in praise to God. It's been an encouraging, edifying night, praising God, and he truly is worthy. On behalf of the congregation, I want to thank Brother Shepherd for coming our way and for all of his work in putting this together. And he worked with several of our deacons in that also, and we appreciate all of that, to have a wonderful, uplifting time together. I look out and I see that we have a number of friends and faces here. Some are familiar and some are brand new, and we just love that. We love to be able to reacquaint ourselves, to make new friends, and the warm fellowship that is the family of God. Our next time that we're going to be together here at Livingston is Sunday morning at 9 a.m. where we have Bible classes for all ages. And we encourage everyone to come back to that and join in those Bible classes. And then we'll be gathering at 10 a.m. and we'll be having our worship time. We're going to be continuing our sermon series in the beginning of our relationships with God. And we're going to be exploring biblical teaching about hospitality. And we sure hope that you can come and be part of that. Really glad that you are here. Hope you can stick around for a couple of moments after the service. Get to know us, because we want to get to know you. Brother Shepherd is going to lead us in one more song together. And then we're going to ask Brother Terry Francis to come forward and to lead us in a word of prayer, and we shall be dismissed after that prayer. He's a minister, gospel preacher with the East Selby congregation. He's not really a stranger to this congregation here, but we're glad to have Brother Francis. And so let's lift up our voices one more time with Brother Shepherd, and then Brother Francis will come forward and lead us in prayer.
Jehovah, you truly are wonderful and great, and we are so thankful that we've been able to praise you tonight. And it is our prayer that it has been pleasing to you. God, we are overwhelmed when we think about you and your love for us, and how you would look down upon us despite our misery, and you would love us enough to send your Son. We are grateful for that. We are not worthy of that gift, but we are so thankful that you have done that. And as we just sang, we realize that because of his life and his death, and the fact that we believe that he lives again, we know that life is worth living. And more importantly, we know that one day our faith shall become sight. And oh, we long for that day where we can be home with you in heaven. Until then, Father, we ask that you help us here, that you help us to avoid temptation in our lives, and that you help us to build our faith, to build our relationships with one another, to strengthen each other, to strengthen our faith together. And that beyond that, we will put all of that into action. And that as we live for you. and we serve you here on earth. We are so thankful for this good church and for the men who shepherd this flock and for the other workers who are here. And we ask that you be with them in their work and you strengthen them as they continue on. And yet we realize tonight that within this audience there are Christians from all over that we have gathered from many different places tonight. And we ask that you be with every congregation represented here, that we will continue to live in a way that glorifies you. Father, we realize that there are many tonight who are sick. Their health is failing. There are some who are near the point of death. And we selfishly pray for them. And we ask that if it is your will, that you will touch them and heal them. But indeed, if it is not, we ask that you will help us to have the faith, to trust. That we will remember that above all things on earth, what is more important than what we see or what we feel or what we do here in non-spiritual ways with our friends and education and so many other things, that what is more important is that we live in such a way that we may take hold of the resurrection that awaits. Help us to focus our minds on that. And that if need be, we will count all things for loss, so that we might, through your Son, live after this world has ended. Thank you again for this time and this period of praise. May it not only have been strengthened to all of us, but may you have been satisfied, for you are worthy. Thank you for Jesus, for all that he has done, for his word, his life, but most importantly, his sacrifice. In his name we pray. Amen.